Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo?
I just think of Steve Waugh singing this song in the change rooms.
I think of Mason Cox when I think
Well, we have to think of Mason Cox now because he's an Australian and he joins us now online on RSN on this Thursday morning. Mason, congratulations.
What an amazing song. Crappy old fellas.
How's it feel? Have you woken up this morning feeling different?
Oh, not too much, man. I feel like I've been pretty Aussie for a while now, but I've got the paperwork to prove it, so it's just cool.
Absolutely, and there's a great photo in the paper today, but there was some great stuff over the last 24 hours of you and your family celebrating the significance of the milestone. Take us through the day and even the build up to it to get to this point and how emotional it's been.
Yeah, well, the day started with just another training day, so I was out running around circles, kicking ball through sticks, and then we went over to the MCG, and mom and dad and 10 of my friends or 8 of my friends kind of joined and had some people from the club also come along and support me. And had Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, who was the first female board member for Collingwood. It was a very Collingwood-themed citizenship ceremony. And it was just a beautiful time to be able to, I guess, finally get that citizenship. It's been 8 years I've been here in this country. And after the pandemic and stuff, 3 years trying to get citizenship. So it was amazing to get there. Pretty much a full circle moment getting at the MCG because that's one of the first places I came. In Australia, and obviously is where I work.
And they really get into it at the function. Midnight Oil, Cold Chisel playing as you had party pies and sausage rolls.
I did have party pies and sausage rolls. They had to play the national anthem, Land Down Under. So we listened to that for a little bit. It was a great day. It was awesome. You got to get the morning in. It was amazing. 109 other people and then 110 including myself. And some of the stories, I'm telling you, some of the stories of the people there, you know, refugees, and it's refugee week, obviously, and just was phenomenal, like, just becoming citizens. You become somewhat emotional, I think. For me, it's another, you know, step in my kind of journey, I guess, with this whole trip in Australia. And for a lot of other people, you know, it truly is life-changing for them.
I think we forget that, you know, when you came in here, you didn't even know about Melbourne. You'd heard of Sydney. That's about it, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, the only reason I heard about Sydney is because they're one of the first ones to go into the new year. And they've kind of the Sydney Opera House,
yeah,
and the bridge, and they've got the iconic, you know, fireworks and all that. And that was what we saw on New Year's morning, because obviously we have it at New Year's Day in the States. And that was all I knew about Australia, essentially. And there's a few kangaroos jumping around, but I never saw anybody at the zoo.
See, do you look back now, Mason, and think how you've got to this point when you first decided to come to Australia to where you are now? Was that ever on the agenda?
I think probably the best case scenario is probably where I'm at, which is pretty amazing. And there's three people there yesterday, Derek Hines' recruitment, and then Craig McRae is the head coach now, but was my development coach, was there, and then Darcy Moore, who was one of the first people I came into the club with, and I've had so much history with over the last 8 years, and it was quite special to have them there celebrating with me. And just an amazing, fantastic day.
And what about, it's been a big week for your club as well. We won't go into the ins and outs, but more about the distraction for the rest of the playing group. How have you made sure, you know, that hasn't got in the way?
For my citizenship ceremony, I mean, this is something I've been trying to do for a long time, but I think now getting towards the back end of the week, you know, we're really starting to focus on this next game. This is the industry we're in, you know, no matter what happens, we're playing every single weekend. So our focus now is going into that. I know the media will talk about whatever it may be for however long, but, you know, we're a pretty close-knit group. You know, we support each other in the good and the bad times, and we're really excited, I think, to take on GWS this week.
Mason, just something you touched on before about Craig McRae and that he was a development coach when you first arrived at Collingwood. How important has he been for you now as you embark on, as you said, it's an 8-year AFL career, that he's your senior coach? And do you think that's one of the keys to your success this year?
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Oh, I'll be 100% honest. I wouldn't probably made it past my first year if it wasn't for him. He took me in as his own, you know, invited me to family dinners and really made me feel at home here whenever I was so far away from friends and family. So he's someone I've got the utmost respect for and someone I always have a soft spot in my heart for. And a bit of a father figure for myself. So whenever he became coach, it was it was an opportunity I couldn't say no to. I was so excited for him and his opportunity to become a head coach and go on that journey. And I just want to be able to help out in any way possible to kind of return the favor.
So is it a belief that he has in you that's helped you? Because you've always had belief in your own ability, but to have a senior coach that's backing you in the way he is, has that how much has that, in not so much improved your footy, but maybe improved your footy, but just improved your whole experience as an AFL player?
Yeah, I think obviously it's way better playing AFL than being told you're not good enough for the 22. And like we've had some pretty upfront chats over the last 6 months to a year, and you know, it's been daunting at times of where's your AFL career going? Is it the end, et cetera, et cetera? And he's been, you know, upfront enough to give me that conversation, which has been something I've really appreciated. And something that he's been really good about.
Obviously, Brody out helped you get a more run at it, but do you prefer, I know, 70% ruck, 30% forward? Is that how you'd look at your preferred way?
Who knows? I'm happy to be playing, to be honest. That's my biggest thing.
And that game on Anzac, not Anzac, Queen's Birthday. Now, are you still, well, are you disappointed you didn't get that trophy?
I'd love to be able to tell you I'm a two-time Neil Danaher Trophy winner. I'm not going to lie, but the Melbourne player had an amazing game too. So Oliver was amazing. All credit to him. 40-something disposals. Happy for him.
Now, you've got into the podcast world. The Mason Cox Show. How's it going? You've a couple of episodes in.
It's going really well. We've had Dylan Buckley, amazing person who started a podcast with Dylan Fringe Show. Had Peter Hellier, who's been amazing. And then it's been a good on the other side of the mic for myself. Usually, you know, you're getting asked the questions, but to be asking the questions is quite fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Mason, thanks very much for joining us. Good luck on Sunday. Congratulations not only on the citizenship, but some of the footy you've been playing recently. It's great to see you're back towards your best, and hopefully it continues for the rest of the year.
Thanks so much, y'all. Thanks for having me on.